Good morning, Excellencies. With your permission, I go directly to the point. My intervention will stress the role of public policies to fight hunger, poverty and undernutrition, the case of Cabo Verde. In 2008, Cabo Verde has been graduated to a middle-income country. We started our journey in 1975. In 1975, no nation, no state, no human capital. Memories of frequent famines. In 1947, 30% of the population died. Only 10% of the land is suitable for agriculture, out only of 4,000 square kilometers. No resources, even water. Zero infrastructure in 75. Only two high schools and a per capita income of $190. In 2008, Cabo Verde was graduated to a middle-income country. Our per capita income increased from 190 in 75 to 3,800. Poverty reduced from 49% to 24%. Literacy reached 95%. We already reached parity, gender parity, at elementary, high school, and university. Cabo Verde has been considered the top 10 FDI destinations and top 10 reformers. The country's progress in the areas of health, living conditions, efforts in nutritional education, and improvement in young child feeding practice have entailed a significant decline in chronic and acute malnutrition. The question is, how come? This is the reason Cape Verde's government sent the Minister of Finance and Planning to participate in this international conference on nutrition. Why? Fiscal and budget policies management have been crucial to reach the results on the nutrition front. Cape Verde is a small island open economy. The international crisis has hit us in a quite strong way. Despite international crisis, we managed to preserve budget social expenditures. How? We align all domestic prices, oil domestic prices, with international ones. We cut oil subsidies and generate budget savings. What we did with these budget savings? With these budget savings, we channeled them to social expenditures. We increased the social pension by 285%. We increased by 100% the beneficiaries of the no-contributive social security system. We universalized the social security system. We opened to all civil servants, family members, householders, agriculturers, and fishermen. On the education front, we managed to keep in our budget scholarships, school transportation, school feeding, school kids. In Cabo Verde, the government decided to make the school one of our most powerful tools for our social policies. School feeding improved enrollment rates, household food and nutritional status. In 2010, World Food Programme decided to leave the country in terms of school feeding. We took all the programme, the school feeding, and we accommodate in our budget. For us, it has been quite clear. More important than having fiscal space to cope with international crisis, societies need to have social space to cope with international crisis. So public policies must be consistent because it takes time to help societies to build social space. It took Cabo Verde, more than 20 years to decrease poverty rate from 49 to 29%. We have reformed. We have implemented strong reform programs. political reforms. Cabo Verde shift from one party system to a multi-party democracy on a very peaceful way. We adopt economic and macro reforms. We give to the private sector their own space. We implement a strong institutional reforms program, essentially on the public finance management front with accountability and transparency. Now, Cape Verde as a middle-income country not only faces traditional nutritional problems, but is also facing new ones, such as obesity and malnutrition. I just need, because the red light is on, I just like to add something. In order to win this poverty war, we need to have more political will. It's a question of political will, is not a technical issue. Thank you very much.